Consul General, what are some of the problems and challenges that the students and people face from Afghanistan when they come back from Afghanistan, they come to Canada with their student documents and their PhDs, masters, graduate degrees, undergraduate degrees are not recognized in Canada?
Thank you. One of the most issue that I faced during 1.5 years here in Canada during my mission, every day I face a problem that a student come with his or her degree from Afghanistan. They say Canada is not accepting their degree. It means that there are some entities that evaluate students' documents. Like ICAS, I try to make meeting with ICAS, and finally they are coming here. We talk with them, and they said they want to make a report, and they promise us to give the result in last March. But still, we are looking forward. We haven't seen any response from those guys. And still, Afghan students are facing with problem. They cannot continue their education. They want to continue their education, but when their documents are not accepted here, they should start from high school or from adult school.
And that's unfortunate, because if someone has, let's say, a master's degree and an undergraduate degree from a well-recognized, prestigious university in Afghanistan, and they want to come here in order to complete their PhD, I think that more Canadians and the Canadian government should recognize these degrees. The process should not be exclusive to isolating and excluding someone who is well-educated and wants to pursue further education. I think the Canadian government should actively take a role in understanding the significance of denying someone the right to pursue further education. By not recognizing degrees, it's not only a burden to that person, but it's a burden to society.
Yeah, these guys who are citizens of Canada, they are living here. They are useful for the Canadian society. If they are more educated, they are good for Canada, because this is the second country of those people. They should have the chance and opportunity to continue their education. I hope this problem is solved as soon as possible.
I strongly think that that's a crucial point, and I think the government should look at the number of student documents, and there should be a process that's implemented in order to not deny the students, but recognize the education, recognize the degree, and allow that student to move forward as opposed to pushing that student back.
I also not agree with this that some students bring fake document. I'm absolutely opposite that. But the students who study, they spend their time, their energy, their money, they should recognize. They shouldn't be ignored.
I think that's a huge insult to someone who comes, who's a citizen here and has a degree outside of a country. I think that's extremely insulting to the students who worked extremely hard to obtain and to successfully complete a degree. You know, that's in a way telling someone who comes back after completing a 4-year degree, plus let's say a 2-year master's, studying 6 years and being accused of not having a legitimate degree is not only wrong, but it discourages that student from pursuing academics and perhaps becoming a professional. And like you said, it's good for Canada to have these kids, to have these students, and to have these young professionals continue to become educated. The more the people are educated, the better it is for society as a whole. Another issue is the fact that Canada is not issuing visas to the people in Kabul. Instead, they have to go to other countries, such as India and Pakistan, in order to have a visa issued.
Yes, absolutely. This is another problem that Afghan people are facing. People who are coming here as a citizen, or, for example, their family are here, they sponsor them to come here. For receiving their visa, they should go to India and or Pakistan for fingerprint, for interview, and it's difficult for Afghan poor people to go to India or Pakistan. Even though there is a Canadian embassy in Kabul, but they do not open or establish a visa section. Still, I don't know the reason why they do not have a visa section for Afghan who are coming to Canada. They should go to other countries to receive their visa. If they are not eligible, it is better to not issuing visa from other countries too. If they are eligible, they should have their visa from Afghanistan.
I agree. I think it only makes sense in terms of people who may suffer from poverty. They might not have accessibility to go to India or to go to Pakistan just to have a visa issued. It only makes sense for that to be processed in the home country. A third issue and problem is the fact that the dependents of diplomats face a lot of challenges, because if you're a diplomat here and you want to bring your dependents and to provide them with an opportunity to stay with you, there are many issues pertaining to obtaining a visa for the dependents of diplomats. What should be done?
Absolutely, you are right. I myself also faced with this problem. I wanted to apply for my mother and my sister, who are my dependent, because I'm a single girl in Afghanistan. According to our tradition, as a girl who is not married, he depends to his family, his mother, her mother, her brothers or sisters. I applied for my mother and sister almost 1 year ago to invite them to come here, only staying with me. When my mission is finished, we go back to Afghanistan. They were with me in the United States also, my sister and my mother. They go back with me in Afghanistan. But still, I haven't received any response according to issuing visa or not issuing. And also, there are some diplomats who wanted to bring their wives. One of the diplomats who got married, it is almost 2 years, but he did not receive visa for his wife. His wife is living in Afghanistan, but he himself living in Vancouver, in Consulate General of Afghanistan in Vancouver. And he has to go up to Afghanistan and see his wife 2 times or 3 times a year. It is difficult. And I don't know, I hope this problem also solved.
I think the Canadian government should allow the dependents of diplomats accessibility to obtaining a visa. Diplomats deserve to have their family, their loved ones, with them while they're working. That's hopefully something that the Canadian government can work on as time progresses. Consul General, are there any final words you'd like to share with the people and with the listeners who are currently listening to this podcast today?
I'd like to thank you very much for coming here and to have an interview with me. And I just wanted to say that during the time that I am here in, as a Consul General of Afghanistan, I would try my best to serve my people and try my best to have my mission as well, and try to have a good establish our continuing a good relation with the government and non-government organization here in Canada. And since I am here, I have a very good memory from Canada, from Canadian entities. Whenever I have meeting with high ranking, for example, with ministers, Minister of Education, Minister of Social Affairs, Minister of Mines, Minister of Higher Education, and Lieutenant Governors, Honorable Elizabeth and Honorable Kathleen Wen, everyone encouraged me, everyone promised me to help me with my job, and I'm very appreciative. I have a very great memory, and I will never forget it.
Consul General, I really want to thank you for your time. It's been an honor to meet with you and to speak with you about the work that you're doing, as well as the influence that you have. I have to say that you are certainly a huge role model for a lot of the youth, a lot of the young women out there who look up to you as an inspirational leader, as an inspirational diplomat, and as a very strong woman who has persevered, who has overcome obstacles, and who has become a figure in politics that is extremely looked up to and admired by many, many women, many youth, and many people in our community.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I really
you so
appreciate
much.
You.
Thank you.